section86.com. We're changing the world of podcasting one show at a time.
Welcome, folks. Welcome, I say. I'm Donnie fucking Cash, and this is the White Trash Revival, episode 36. And we are on section 86, bitches. You can also find me at the Pine of Happiness Record Labels page. And you can read my bio there. So, if you want to get to know me, go over there and check it out. I really ain't got no, I don't have no guests today on this show. I just got a bunch of fucking good music. I got a bunch of shit here at my house. Bunch of CDs just sitting, waiting to be played. And I got artists contacting me. Hey, you played my stuff yet? And, you know, the way I do it is, first come, first serve. You know, you send me your stuff, the quicker you send it, the quicker I play it. That's how I do it. And I got a bunch of stuff on the burner here, so I need to get caught up. So I got no interview or nothing like that. And I don't know if I have one next week either. Because the way I do my shit is all sporadic. Somebody contacts me, hey, I want to do an interview. All right, we'll do it tomorrow. And then, so I never really know what I got coming up. I just fucking do shit with no set schedule. You know what I mean? But starting off his show was Jason Arnold and the Stepsiders with the song Whiskey-O. That's off his CD, Friends Like These. And I definitely like his sound. It's real, real good, y'all. That's all I can say. I give it 4 stars out of 5. Well, I ain't gonna ramble on too much here. I ain't gonna tell no stories right yet, and let's just go ahead and get in this first fucking set.
Everything but the faith, the rules, the rituals, endless discussions at the dinner table. I used to sneak into my mom's prayer room, you know, holiest of the holies. I would dance around naked with porn magazines just to defy the gods, tell them to frack off.
Hey, Teddy Prince. My father ran it until he passed away recently.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Well, he was very old and he died the way he wanted to in women's lingerie.
Beauty is
All right, good people. Starting off this set was No Bozos Liar Club, and that's a group out of Kansas City, Missouri. And they are playing in the South by Southwest Festival. I really do dig them. And get on over their MySpace page and check them out. Following them was a group out of Buffalo, New York called the Skiffle Minstrels. And I'd like to say this, that I am very, very impressed with their CD. You know, they sent me a CD about a month or two ago, and it's probably one of my favorite fucking CDs. They totally took me by surprise. And rounding out the set is a song by two lovely ladies that go by the name The Crop Circles, and they did their rendition of Jolene. I found it to be rather good. And speaking of Jolene, I remember a girl I once dated in high school named Jolene. She was a cheerleader, and she was new to the school, and she was good-looking, but rumors had it that she had extremely horrible breath, and I did not believe it, nor did I care, so I wanted to find out myself if the rumors were true. Really, I didn't really give a fuck if the rumors were true. I was wanting some ass. So I had to go on a date with this gal. And, you know, you do your little first, second, third base, and I kissed her, and holy fuck, everyone was right. She had some horrible, fucking, wretched, sea urchin-type breath. It damn near knocked me out. So, I never went back out with her, and then I seen her again probably 2-3 years fresh out of high school. I said, hey, gal, you want to go to the movie or something tonight? She said, yeah, I sure do, Donnie fucking Cash. So, went to a drive-in, watched a movie for a little bit. Next thing you know, we start making out. Now, hold up. Before we start making out, I gave her a fucking slice of big red gum. You know, that shit's ferocious, and it will clear any type of halitosis. So, back to where he was at. So we start making out, and I'll be goddamn it if that fucking breath wasn't wretched. You know, I kiss her and I could taste it. That fucking breath, it was kind of real acidity with fucking hot garbage taste to it. And, you know, we tried to fuck, but she wanted to kiss too much, and her breath just fucking made my dick limp, and, you know, shit happens. So, anyway, let's see here. I'm going to do a little piece of the show. I'm going to call it the 30-second fuck you, where I rant about something for 30 seconds and I give them a big fat fuck you. So we'll do that later, because this show right here is chock full of music. I'm thinking maybe 20 songs, all new shit. So please enjoy. I know you will. Yes, Lord. Here we go. Round two, bitches.
I woke up behind these bars, all beaten, bruised, and scarred. Except I drank too much flying fist and seeing the stars. I woke up behind these bars. Events of the night now clear. A bar room brawl and two men would fall, and I wore their blood and the beer.
I woke up behind these bars. And slowly, 20 years have passed. I pray every day that I might be saved. I wonder, the good Lord just laughs. I woke up behind these bars.
I'm a disgrace to my family. My father will turn in his grave.
Your father is alive.
This will kill him.
Fugitives and haul their asses over to a portal to hell. Easy.
What do you mean by portal?
Well, any place that seems like hell on earth is hell on earth. Like the DMV on Union Street.
again, and I'm not on fire. I'm donating you to City College.
Hey, Marky, won't you get me a beer and a shot? Now I want to hear George Jones on the jukebox. Well, I'm getting drunk in this honky tonk tonight. Now I need to start a new life.
Starting off his set was Slade Curtis and the Dead Man from Reno Band with the song These Bars. Following him was the High Rollers with 100,000 Miles. And following them was Molasses with Kitchen Girl. And I believe that's where all girls belong, in the kitchen, cooking me some motherfucking food, or getting me a beer. And batting cleanup was the Blue Boot Healers with Beer and a Shot. And they are from Kansas City, Missouri, and I truly dig the Blue Boot Healers. You know, it's some honky-tonk that Granddad would like. And some honky-tonk that I'd like. Yes, sir. Well, if you guys have been listening for a while, you'll remember the story on episode, I don't know, 2 or 3, where I talked about my wife hitting me in the ass with a strap-on. Well, turns out some audio has turned up from that incident. And if those of you that haven't been listening, this is what happened. You know, a couple of years back, I asked my wife, you know, because I've done everything. We've been real freaky in the sack back then. I said, hey, why don't you let me fuck you in your ass? And she said no. And I pushed her, come on, let me do it. And she said, I'll let you fuck me in my ass if I could get a strap on and fuck you in your ass. So I said, deal. You know, I was just wanting to do it. That way I can explore everything with my wife, you know, my love, my lady. So I do it, give it to her, probably 30, 40 seconds, and I shoot one off. And about 2 or 3 months ago, she went to a fun party with all her girls. And she came home. I was sleeping. She came home and kicked the bed. Get up. I said, what? She said, get up. It's time to pay the piper, motherfucker. I said, what are you talking about? She said, that time I let you fuck me in my ass? I said, yeah. She said, well, I got me a toy, and it's time for me to fuck you in your ass. So I tried to laugh it off. Yeah, whatever. She said, I'm serious. I said, whatever. Let me go back to bed. I got to work tomorrow. She said, look, you either want to pay up, or I'm going to put this pussy on lockdown for a long time. And believe me, I can hold out. So I thought maybe she was bluffing. So I said, okay. Bring it, girl. You think you can work some dick? Bring it. So she strapped up, and I thought maybe she was bluffing. She's going to get to, you know, act like she's going to put it in and stop. So I spread them for her, and the bitch didn't stop. She fucking hit me. BAM! And I tell you what, that first entrance, I passed out in pain. You hear me? I fucking blacked out. And when I woke up, she had my legs on her shoulders and she was fucking railroading me, okay? I said, ah! Come on, babe, stop, stop, stop! She said, shut up, you faggot, and take this dick! She, oh my god, she fucked me so hard and so long that the next day, I needed a tampon shoved up my ass. I was like a little schoolgirl on her period. I was bleeding so bad. Man, she talked to me and treated me like I was a fucking whore, smacking me on my ass, pulled my hair, called me a dirty little faggot, asked me if I liked that dick, and then one time, she pulled it out and stuck it by my face and smacked me and said, suck this cock, you filthy whore. Well, of course, I sucked that cock, and I don't know, I was ashamed. I felt like a fag for the longest, but, you know, fuck it. Me and my wife, who cares? But, yeah, I found some audio, and I was kind of pissed at first, and I'm going to share it with you folks, since you guys are my friends, and, I don't know. Please don't consider me a fag. I did it with my wife. But, here will be the audio clip of that incident.
No. 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 Whoa, 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 whoa.
So that there was the audio from that wretched evening, and you know, everything went good. I hated it at first, and I started liking it, and then she must have went too deep or something, and I farted and shit on the bed, and that just ruined it all, and fuck it. But let's get in the second set, folks.
Days every single week. When I get home, I turn on the TV. I don't see anything. What's the matter with you? If you don't stop seeing things, I'm going to gouge your eyes out.
Welcome. hours, hours to years, man, centuries don't seem fair. Well, the worst thing about it all, sometimes I think I'm already there. I'm talking about purgatory, where there ain't no fame or glory. You just serve some time for your crooked lies and all the good love. Come along and save my soul. Stay for as long as it takes to work off the debt you owe. I'm talking about purgatory, where there ain't no fame or glory. You just serve some time for your crooked lies and all the good love you stole. I'm talking about purgatory. Well, ain't it just my life story to keep waiting impatient for some kind of salvation, come along and save my soul.
Don't fuck with me, fellas. This ain't my first time at the rodeo.
Well, we're heading over the Brooklyn Bridge now. Our engine sputters and comes to a halt, and the cars around us clench their wheels in anger against the sparkling asphalt. You say you should have filled the tank up back in Jersey. I say I would have, but the gas gauge doesn't work. Now the cars are backed up for miles and miles. We get a ticket from an NYPD parking clerk. Lisa, I'm sorry I brought you to New York. Sorry you're having a bad time. Billy stress so high and the skyline so pretty. Maybe have a better time of it if you could just stop complaining. Well, our friends we're staying with, they just got married. After 3 days with us, they're threatening divorce. They offered us front row seats to see the Sox play the Yankees, but you told them we don't like sports. I was scared half to death in the Life Cafe. There was a pit bull in the vestibule by the door. He was chewing on the remains of a bacon double cheeseburger, and he looked like he wanted something more. Lisa, I'm sorry I brought you to New York. Sorry you're having a bad time. Billy stressed so time of it.
just stop complaining. We headed south to a restaurant by the river. Our waitress danced with candles on her head. She tripped on your bag and the highlights of your hair turned a brilliant fiery red. You sprinted all the way out to the front door. Were you crying out in anger or in pain? You stepped outside and your hair was extinguished by the sweet summer rain. Lisa, I'm sorry. Sorry you're having a bad time. Feeling stressed so high and the skyline so pretty. Maybe you have a better time of it. Just stop raining.
All right, motherfucker, let's see here. Starting off this set was Dead Aces with Heartbreak Girl. Coming to the number two spot was Dick Wiggler and the Cattle Guards with a Hank 3 cover of Smokin' Wine. I love Smokin' Wine. And batting third was the Easy Leaves with Purgatory. I believe they're out somewhere around the Bay Area, San Francisco, somewhere around there maybe. But I fucking love them. Yes, I do. And ending this set was Sweet Wednesday with Lisa, I'm Sorry I Brought You to New York City. Good song. Good song. All right, let's see here. My buddy Joey Fuckup's no longer with Whiskey and Waterbeds. And you could check his new show out at blip.tv, and the easiest way is probably to get with him on, go to my top friends, Joey Fuckup. He's my number one friend, because he's cordial with the reach around. Yes, he is. I know. But, yeah, he's got two shows. He's got the Hayride to Hell, and he's got the Trailer Park Free Clinic Power Hour, and he was Whiskey and Waterbeds. That's all I got to say about that. But, yeah, after the next set, we're going to get with my little 30-second fuck you that I'm going to do every week. And I might have something brewing about an interview next week. Maybe. I don't know. My shit's on the whim, and it's always hit or miss. It's always last minute. And you folks want to get with me? I'm at section86.com. You can email me with requests or fuck yous or all that shit at don@section86.com, or you can hit me on my personal email, donniefcash@yahoo.com. So, anyone will do. Yes, Lord. Anyone will do. Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. So, let's get the next set. We'll come back and, I'll give out my 30-second fuck you. Bitches.
Riding that choo-choo train. Ooh, yeah. Talk about this and that. Oh, man, you're strong. I know what you mean, and I hope that you get along.
the matter with you? I think all your worst nightmares came true. Hey, Mr. Bartender, go get another drink. You're gonna miss the train, but just as you think. Just as you think.
Upset, go right ahead, be my guest. Hell, I write a full confession about how I don't give a shit.
honor it is to have you in our little home. Though I wonder if it does make the best first impression on a sensitive young mind to see you drinking during business hours.
Starting off this set was Urban Jr., which he's a fucking one-man band from across the ocean over in Europe somewhere. And the song was called Choo Choo Train. And like I said, he's a one-man band. He's kind of got like a electronic, just real crazy vibe, man. But he's good. Following him was Honky Tonk Heartbreakers with Plastic Jesus. And coming in third was Miss Fire and the Detonations with My Baby Is a Boozer. I think that could be what my wife says about me, although I'm not too bad, you know. And ending this set was Pete Yorko and the One Man Music Band with The Birth of a Mind. And he's out of Baltimore, Maryland. And I don't know what it is, but for some reason, he kind of reminds me of the Colonel J.D. Wilkes from Legendary Shack Shakers. I don't know what it is, but I do dig him, and I'm going to try to get in contact with him, maybe do an interview, because I fucking like his CD he sent me. Dude's awesome. So now it's time of the show where I do my little 30-second fuck you, and my 30-second fuck you is going to be for the Old Oak Revival. Yes, bitches. These motherfuckers are from Eastern Tennessee, Southwest Virginia, and the reason why I'm giving them a fuck you is, you know, when I started my show, I was wanting to get bands to play, send me some CDs and all that good stuff, and they said, yeah, what's your show, and all this and that. So I told them about my show, sent them my address, and they come back with, well, your podcast ain't even fucking tracked. So, how much do you wish to pay for our tunes? And that just totally pissed me the fuck off. Who gives a fuck if my shit ain't tracked? I do this for the music, for the love. You know? So, fuck you, Old Oak Revival. You guys can suck my cock. If anything, you should be paying me, Nathan L. Kaufman, Adam Lawson, Drew Plowman, and J.B. Forrester. You guys are unsigned, so fuck you, cocksuckers. And that has been my 30-second fuck you. Here's my last set. God damn it. Fucking heated now.
This ain't the kind of place that you wanna show your face. But this alley I call home, best keep on walking by if you wanna stay alive. If you're strolling all alone, was this Alton Prank Alley? A chance rode her down my life. My life just ain't been the same. I got an itch for that uptown taste. A bad time in the wrong place. A misstep put me on the case. An opportunity not to waste. All shadows waltzed across the wall into the sheets of nightfall. Without a kiss. We'll be right back. to mail my window hall of my little debutante. So I serve her up a silver couch of light. Perhaps a moonlight serenade from the cardboard promenade just might sweep her away. Go.
Rich with customers like you. I thought I taught you to drink faster than that. Well, at least you're steady. Oh, come on now, drink up. There's plenty more where that came from.
You can be a poor man, an honest man, a working man. Can lead a life of sin. You can be Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, or Daniel in the lion's den. You can be a believer, a dreamer, or a blasphemer, standing on a castle of sand. But when the sun starts setting and the water starts rising, you're a flesh and blood man, a flesh and blood man. There ain't no running from the grave.
Dallas, ever since marijuana was legalized, crime has gone down, productivity is up, and ratings for Doctor Who are through the roof.
Say is, holy fuck, was that a shitload of music. God damn. Well, anyway, starting off this set was Poor Man's Whiskey with Alley Tramp. I enjoy a good Alley Tramp once in a while. I was, rumor has it I was born to an Alley Tramp, but, you know, I love my Alley Tramp mother. Yes, I do. And following that was Chris Scruggs, the son of one half of the legendary Flat and Scruggs, with Running from the Graveyard. And ending this set was the Johnny Hyland Band with Honky Tonk Nighttime Man. Johnny Hyland is a great guitar player. And, you know, honestly, I don't see how he plays a guitar as husky as that lad is. You know, all them little chubby knuckles of his moving that fast. Fuck, he's good. Well, I think that's going to be it for my show. My long fucking show. I don't know if I'm going to have any interviews in the future. I have nothing set right now, but I'm sure I'll get one here or there. I have nothing planned right now. But, you know, my shit changes day to day. And, I'm pretty much fucking sober. Can you tell? My show's probably ain't as funny when I'm sober, but fuck. I'm sorry. That's all I could say. But before we go, we're going to get into a song by Tim Berry. I'm sure all you hardcore punk rockers know who Tim Berry is. And it's called Short Goodbye. Because right now it's going to be a short goodbye until next week. You guys will have 7 whole days from now to hear my show again. So, until 37, I'm out. My love fuckers!
This morning I woke up fucking hating this whole damn town, the sight of your house, rigged up with insulin off below, and I left without a sound. Oh, just like I said, I expect no apologies. I've had a grip on our longevity, but I'm losing count. If you add up doubts and challenge all this said, I walked and walked and finally found it. We're comfort strong, interest wears. No, I ain't snapped, no, I ain't broken. I just don't think I care. Oh, I drew no response when asked if I come second best. Don't waste my time on thoughts of loneliness. It'll be alright, there's more to life than counting every end. Oh my God, I tried, believing now, and got a thing to do with pride. You know you can't pretend with feelings end, unless truth becomes denial. It's senseless to stay for convenience sake in time. You know you can't pretend with feelings end, unless truth becomes denial. It's senseless to stay for convenience sake in time. Oh my God, I tried. I tried. I tried. Oh, I tried.